Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the matchless name for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to be here before the children of God once again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for His marvelous works before us. Especially this morning, I know that it is God's grace that we are all here. Yesterday, a lot of people may have already heard that because of the storm, a few people passed away. The tree fell on a car that was passing by, and a few people passed away. And then there were a lot of places where there was no electricity. Some places, hail fell down heavily. There are so many things that could have happened, but God protected us. Amen. Hallelujah. There are places that we don't know, places that are suffering. But thank God for God's mercy and grace towards us. We can gather together in the house of the Lord and worship Him this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the man of God, Pastor George Varghese, who's here. And I know that he's going to be speaking to us from later on in a little bit. So I don't want to take too much time. I just want to share the little piece that God has put in my heart for us today. We're reading Psalm 136. Hallelujah. And this psalm, it starts with, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting." Lasting. Hallelujah. This song is starting with the psalm of thanksgiving. It is a psalm of nanni kodukunnathu. It is about a psalm of giving thanks to our God. Hallelujah. In every circumstance in our life, we ought to give thanks to our God. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "For this is the will of God concerning you, to give thanks in every circumstance." Hallelujah. This is God's will for God's people. In every situation, in every circumstance, give thanks. Hallelujah. My wife often tells me when I'm driving and when we go through some dangerous parts, you know, I start saying stotram, 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 stotram. You know, sometimes when you're just even like we cross or someone is jumping in front of us, our car is like stotram kartave, stotram kartave, stotram kartave. It comes automatically. You know, sometimes we say, and do you know what that means? Stotram means thankfulness. It is coming out of a heart of thankfulness. So I often think about this. It almost comes like as if a second thought. I don't really think about I'm giving God thanks in this situation. It just automatically comes out of my heart. Stotram Kartave, Stotram Kartave, Stotram Kartave. And that is just the attitude that we children of God must have. In every circumstance, in every situation, let us give thanks to our God. I remember once there was this, I may have shared this story before, but there was once this person who was going to one place and was sharing with her friends that God has never done anything amazing in her life. She hears all these testimonies from different pastors and different people talking about what God has done in their life, but in her life, God has not done anything amazing. On the way that she's on this journey, she and her friends got into a ditch and got into a car accident in a ditch. So they veered off the highway and went into the ditch. And thankfully, nothing happened to them. But the car got totaled. The vehicle they were traveled in got totaled. The tow truck had to come and had to give them a ride to the destination, you know, to a vehicle collision center. And so on the way that they were going there, this lady is still saying, you know, nothing happens to us. You know, nothing happens where God, you know, like amazing happens in our story. And her friends reminded her, right now is a testimony. God just saved your life. You see, every day is a miracle. Every day that we take our breath into our lungs, we have reason to thank God. Even just yesterday in that storm and in that rain, in the lightning, in the thunderstorm, many things could have happened to us, but God protected us. Even the trees that were around our house could have fallen down on top of our house, but God prevented that from happening. We have reason to thank God this morning. Hallelujah. But even bigger than any of that need, the thing that God has given us Himself. Who are we that God should love us? Who are we that God should care for us? You know, in Malayalam, there is that beautiful line, Nyanendullu, 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 Yeshu para. ഇത്രയേറെ എന്നെ സ്നേഹിപ്പാൻ ഞാൻ എന്തുള്ളു യേശുപര. That song is saying like, what are we that God, you loved us so much. നമ്മളെ സ്നേഹിക്കുവാൻ നമുക്ക് വേറെ കാരണമുണ്ടോ? Did God select us because we are strong? Did God select us because we are rich? Did God select us because we are worthy? No. He chose us to make His name great and worthy. That is why the psalmist in this psalm is saying in those verses, His loving kindness is everlasting. The Hebrew word for this is hesed. That word in Malayalam is translated as daya. In English, it is loving kindness. But there is no correct translation for this in Malayalam or in English. That is why this word is used as loving kindness, because it is not just about loving, it is not just about kindness, it is not just grace, it's not just mercy, it is God's covenantal love. God's covenantal love is a love that is everlasting, which means that you cannot walk out of it. In fact, when we read about the first time God makes this covenantal love, He makes it with Abraham. And when Abraham comes to make, and God asks Abraham, I'm going to make a covenant with you, prepare yourself for the sacrifice, Abraham refuses or actually fails to meet the qualifications. How a covenant was made between two kings or leaders. So what a covenant is means like a treaty that is made between two parties would be that they would take an animal and cut it into half, and they would walk between the animals that have been cut and said, if either one of us breaks this covenant, then let so happen to us. That was the idea behind making a treaty or covenant. When Abraham and God made that covenant, the only person who walked between the animals was not Abraham, but was God. It was the theophany of God that He appeared as a smoking incense and came between the animals. Abraham was so afraid that he did not even decide to go through all the animals. And God was upset with him. But you should realize this, God did not make Abraham to walk through those animals. He said, I will walk. I will carry the covenant. That means God's covenant with us is eternal, everlasting, and He never fails us. This same covenant He makes with David, and He renews that covenant. And now in the New Testament, this covenant is made with us, the children of God, the New Testament Jews. And if we study the scripture, verses 1 to 7, is verses that, 1 to 9 are verses which are talking about creation of God. We have to give thanks to God, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, is the first three verses. And then it says from verses 4 to 9, it's about God's creation. Let us give thanks to God because first He is God. Then give thanks to God because He is the master of all creation. Then verses 10 to 22, it's saying that God brought Israel out of Egypt and gave them a promised land as an inheritance for salvation, for saving them from the Egyptians. For us, what does this mean? From saving us from the land of darkness and bringing us into this marvelous light, from rescuing us from the power of sin and the power of the Pharaoh and bringing us into the promised land. Let us praise Him. So that is from verses 22. Verses 23 to verses 26 is giving thanks to God because of what God has done for all people. He has saved all human beings, not just the people of Israel, but He saved everyone in this world. And in verse 25, it says, who gives food to all flesh, for His loving kindness is everlasting. So this promises that God gives us all life. if there is breath in our lungs, if we have clothes in our body, if we have food to eat, and we have everything that we need, let us give thanks to God, for He is good. And that is why I sang that song, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One, because He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. It's not just a good song to sing. It means a lot when we say, give thanks to our God. So when we come here, let us be with grateful hearts. And there is this song in English that says, so let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. This morning, let us be in an attitude of gratefulness. Let us be in an attitude of thanksgiving. When we look at the cross and what He has done for us, how can we not be grateful? Let us be thankful to God for giving us life. Thank you, God, for bringing us here. Thank you for giving us a place to fellowship. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you for His protection over us. Let us continue to have a grateful heart, regardless of what is going on around us. Regardless of what's going on in our personal circumstances, let us have a grateful heart to God. I'm just going to end my words here, and I'm just going to pray. Father God, we pray, Lord, that, Father, that You give us a heart of gratefulness and thanksgiving. Father, we want to be people that are marked by gratefulness. We want to be people that are marked by Your Spirit, Lord. Yes, Lord, Father, we pray that, Lord, Your Spirit will continue to equip us in these times. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.